You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. Today on the line, we are so excited to have the executive director and co-founder of the Flood Sisters Kidney Foundation. Based in New York, these amazing sisters have created this incredible foundation to help give back to people in need of kidneys. And today, we need your help. So currently, the Flood Sisters are so close to winning a Rare Life Award for the remarkable work they've been doing. They've saved 14 lives, including that of their own father. Winning this award will enable them to continue doing the phenomenal work that they've already done. You can vote today, tomorrow, and the next day. Tell your friends and family to vote. Share it on social media, and we want every listener to vote. So do it now, tomorrow, and the next day at kidneyangels.com. Be sure to do it before December 5th because we can't wait to hear their success stories of what they can do by winning. So stay tuned for Jennifer. All right, everybody, I officially have the executive director and co-founder of the Flood Sisters, Jennifer Flood, on the line today. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. So excited to have you. So admirable of all the stuff you're doing, and I'm so happy to share your story with my audience. So give us a little bit of background of how the Flood Sisters Kidney Foundation even came about.
Sure. So in 2008, my sisters and I found out our father would need a kidney in 6 months or he'd have to go on dialysis. And we all got tested and weren't a match. And we had used Craigslist, as crazy as that sounds, for many, many things. And it was a success. And we said, you know what? Dad's not going to go on dialysis and he's O blood type and we're not a match. And let's put this ad in the volunteer section of Craigslist and see what happens. And sure enough, thousands of people responded, strangers, to the ad, and a perfect match was found from a woman out in California, and she saved our father's life.
Amazing. I mean, I've known this because I've known you guys for so long. It's just so amazing what can come of Craigslist. Like, how long ago was this? How many years ago?
So this was in 2008.
Wow. So awesome. So do they still keep in touch?
They do. She's a part of our family.
I love it. Well, clearly she is, right? I mean, if we're going to get a little logistically, but that's so funny. I love it. That's so nice. So, of course, I know right now you guys are running a huge contest and we need votes for you guys. So tell us all about the Rare Life Foundation, how you guys found out about it and how we can help you.
So we're looking to win this contest for Flood Sisters Kidney Foundation so we can grow our organization and do more kidney transplants and educate the community at large about kidney health and living kidney donation. Kidney disease is not just about you and I. It's universal. People out there who have diabetes or hypertension, those are the two main precursors to kidney disease. Wow. And a lot of people don't know that.
It's so true. So what are the goals? Like once you get, how are you going to spread the awareness? I know you guys are coming out with a new TV series, which is so awesome. So give us a little background on that too.
Yeah. So we're building off the momentum of all the celebrities we have worked with, Jon Bon Jovi, Dolly Parton, Barbara Corcoran's assistant, Geraldo Rivera. All these people we've worked with, we are working with MDTV News to create a Kidney Angels TV channel. It's an exciting time for us because this channel is going to be reaching out to people who have been affected by kidney disease or involved with transplants, such as hospitals, nephrologists, patients, donors. It's going to involve all sorts of people in the field to educate them and bring awareness to kidney health and living donation and kidney transplants.
Which is all really, really valuable. And I think the more people that share, the more open people will be to share more, right?
Absolutely. And the name of the channel, I'll just say it again, is Kidney Angels TV.
Awesome. And so where will that air?
Anywhere and everywhere. And that's really how people today want to access media. We're offering the channel to affiliate hospitals we've worked with, doctor's offices, and universities. We're creating this channel for others and not just for our foundation.
I love it. So basically anybody's able to access, anybody and everybody can access this from anywhere. And obviously the MDTV platform will be a ongoing stream where people can access it outside of the TV platforms you'll be on elsewhere, correct?
Yes.
That's amazing. So we're so excited for you, and everybody definitely needs to stay up to date when that will be launching. We'll have to follow you on social media. And I'm so excited because I definitely want to put it on my channels too. So everybody's going to have to stay up to date with Next On Scene because we're so happy to support and promote this amazing foundation and organization that Jennifer and her sisters have to offer. So stay up to date with all of us on social media and we'll be able to share with you what's next for the Flood Sisters. So Jennifer, I want to talk a little bit more about you now. Tell us all about your backstory. What's your career path? Like, was this something that kind of was side by side of interest to you, or you kind of just fell into it because of a family situation?
My sisters and I all, after hearing the news of her father, we all came together, all from different backgrounds. My twin sister was on Wall Street. My older sister, Heather, was a social worker, and I was a nurse for many years. And we all put our heads together to help save our father. And that's what you do for a loved one. You find a way.
Of course.
And that's what we did. And we never knew, you know, that we would be involved in an organization like this with kidneys. But after saving our father, it was the right thing to do to not just stop there and save his life. But now with all these donors, now pay it forward and save other people's lives.
It's so amazing. And I know, like, even before we record the show, I love learning about all the statistics. Like, there was something that was like 750 people are born with a single kidney and don't even know it. Right? I mean, that's just mind blowing. Yeah. So how did you, can you elaborate a little further on just the statistics of those kinds of things? So you can live with one kidney and be completely fine, correct?
Absolutely. And many people don't know that they have one kidney until they get, you know, testing done to find out if they have one kidney. And I, ironically enough, just found out last summer that I was born with one kidney and never knew.
Wow. So how do you even, so you have to get like sick or something for them to even check that?
I did an ultrasound. We lived perfectly healthy with one kidney.
Yeah, that's like incredible. Cause it really, so can you give a little general consensus of the kidney itself? Like, what are some things like that people might not know, or symptoms or anything that we should know about kidneys that we might not? Share some fun information for us.
Sure. So mostly people that do go into kidney failure either have high blood pressure or diabetes. They have blood in their urine, painful urination, frequent urges to urinate. They could have swelling in their hands and feet. Our father had lower back pain, and also he was jaundiced. And those were the silent symptoms with him. He didn't have any of the other regular symptoms.
Wow.
So he didn't really feel sick, but he definitely looked sick.
Now, is that stuff hereditary, or can it happen to anybody?
So he was born with one kidney and didn't even know it.
Wow.
At 68 years old, they found out, and he had hypertension and didn't go on the medication. He was young at the time and felt like they were just doing the trials, and he didn't want to get involved. And then over time, his kidneys started being affected because of the hypertension, and that's how he went into failure.
Wow, that is so what is like the time frame of like, let's actually walk through the procedure. If somebody were to approach you and say, like, if people fill out the form online on your website, how does it work from there?
So basically, everything's referral based. That's how they find us. And then they would contact us. They fill out an internal form with us, and we get to work. We get their blood type, a little bit about their personal medical history, where they're registered for a transplant, their nursing coordinator, their donor coordinator, and all those people's contact information. And then we go to work. We start using our internal living donor database and social media, our foundation's Facebook page, our Twitter page, our website, everywhere to promote their story and also attract donors.
Right.
And that's how the donors come to us. And we do a preliminary screen on the donors to make sure they're healthy. We ask them a series of 10 questions, and it's asking their medical history, their blood type, do they smoke, do they drink, are they healthy? And from there, we are sharing the patient's profiles with them, and it's completely up to that donor to decide whose life they want to save. And it's amazing to see these people are complete strangers.
I know. And then they become someone. Family, just like what you said earlier on the show. Like they
really do.
Yeah. That's like, so what is the time frame of even getting one? Like, what does that even look like? If somebody needs one, what is the normal time frame for somebody to get one? Like, how long does this whole procedure take?
We can't guarantee them, of course, a donor.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do go to work, we work really hard, and we like to say to them that we can find them a donor within a year. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month. It all depends on the donor and how they feel comfortable with which person they want to give to, they feel comfortable with, where they feel closeness to that person to want to help them. And then the hospital takes over from there.
Wow.
So we could have the donor in a couple weeks, and then the hospital has their own process to then have the donor come in for testing.
That's so incredible. I find the whole procedure like mind blowing because, like you even said, people donate to people they don't even know, really.
That's right. And sometimes, most of the time, it's a better match.
Right. Isn't that so funny how that works? Well, that's what you were saying with your dad, even in the beginning of the show. Wow. I'm like speechless. I don't even know. It's so fascinating. I like think what you guys do is so amazing and really
Thank
astounding.
You.
And I really hope that a lot of people go and vote after listening to this show. So tell us a little bit more about how you stumbled upon rarelife.org and what basically the vision of what they do and how they specifically can help you, like what you guys get if you win and all of that.
So Maria Dorfner, who's on our board, is always looking for opportunities for us. And she's a media expert, and she found the Rare Life Award, and we were nominated for the award, and now we're in a contest. It's ending December 5th, and the top winner gets $50,000.
Wow.
And then five under that get $5,000. So we're really hoping with awareness and really getting the message out there about this campaign that we can win the $50,000 to grow even more and help more people that need transplants.
Yeah, you guys deserve it. Everybody needs to vote. So it's kidneyangels.org, right?
So voting is actually kidneyangels.com. And they could vote every day, once per day.
Perfect. Okay, everybody has to do that. So, and you could do it up until December 5th, right?
December 5th, right.
So amazing. And I'm sure many people that are listening probably know somebody. I mean, I know two people that have actually been through similar situations that one did pass, but one is still living, and they could totally value from listening to stories like this. So I think it's truly amazing what you guys are doing. And I want to play. No, of course. And I really want to play a little bit of Game Time because I know this is like serious talk and we're promoting you. But I also want people to get to know you outside of your, you know, passions and career path. All right.
Sure.
So first question, you can answer it however you want. No time limit. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you. So tell us something that you have to do in your daily routine.
I do this every morning to start my day. I meditate, and it's amazing to just ask the universe for positive opportunities within the foundation, more transplants to happen, more donors to contact us to save more lives. I think meditation definitely clears the mind.
I love meditation too.
For, Right, the universe to really deliver.
Yeah, and we didn't even, you know, really quickly, we didn't even talk about it. I did a little intro to discuss, like, you guys have saved 14 lives thus far, which is amazing, right?
14 lives, yes.
Wow, that's so, and are they all different ages? Like, what are the demographics?
All different ages, yes.
Amazing.
So we've transplanted up into the age of 76.
Wow.
And that person was John Bon Jovi and Dolly Parton's attorney.
Oh my God, I love it. That's amazing. You just never know who you come across, right?
You really don't.
Yeah.
Anyone, you know, you can meet can have kidney disease and they don't even know.
Wow. Wow, what a cool share. Thanks for sharing that. All right, so tell us your TV guilty pleasure.
TV guilty pleasure. I don't really watch any TV.
Really? Why? You don't have time?
I don't. I used to, but I don't have the time.
Jennifer, you need to make time for yourself.
I know.
You need to make time. Anything. Oh, my God. Well, okay, so if you had a choice, if you had a choice of something that you would want to watch, what would it be and why?
I don't even know what's out there.
Oh my God, I'm gonna, as soon as this show's over, I'm gonna come up with some interests of yours and I'm gonna give some advice because you deserve some time for Jennifer. Oh my God, you're so funny.
How to answer that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Listen, I want you to be real. That's part of this, right? But this goes to show you, this show is telling you today that you need to make more time for yourself, okay? Yeah. Seriously, meditating is really good. I'm glad you're doing that. Because that's for Jennifer. But you need to do some, like, guilty pleasure things that make you happy. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's your assignment after this show. What I admire is that you're just so passionate about what you do. And I think it really goes to show that, like, you can take care of yourself. And you deserve it. You work so, so hard. So let's talk about some of your favorite movies.
I love the movie Good Will Hunting.
Oh, that's a great movie. Classic.
I love, like, during the holidays, the Christmas movies.
Yeah. Okay, so these are great. These are great.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, at least at that point, you're making some downtime, right?
Right.
Awesome. Okay, so next question. Who is someone you admire in the wellness industry and why?
So I'm going to say Maria Dorfner, who's on our board, who's a media expert, has her own media company, NewsMD Communications. And then Paul Argen, who we're working with alongside for MDTV on this channel that we're doing. And Paul and Maria are both really well-versed in the wellness industry and media, and what they do is really amazing.
I love it. I mean, I think it's so awesome what you guys are really creating because, like I said earlier on the show, like the more you bring awareness, the more people are going to be open to share about it.
Absolutely. You know?
So I really think that's going to take you really far. And I'm excited to watch. So you're going to have to send me links and stuff when that goes live. When do you guys aim to have your first show?
Right now, we're focusing on getting the content for the show.
Makes sense. Well, it's still in the early stages.
We have several people, celebrities that we're reaching out to, who we've worked with before and new ones, patients that are contacting us, putting them on the channel, nephrologists, hospitals we work with. So it's really scaling the organization to the next level.
I mean, it sounds like it. It seems like it's really going to be a great, great platform. So I'm really excited for you guys. So tell us how people can go vote again. What's the website? How they can follow you on social media. So let's start with those.
So people can vote for us for this campaign at kidneyangels.com. And they can find out more information about the work we do or give a donation for year-end giving at kidneyangels.org.
Perfect. And then if people, because I know on your website they can fill out like donor forms and stuff. If there are people in need, like can you break down what's available on your website for people?
Sure. So if they're interested in to be a donor, all they have to do is go in the section where it says donor request form and sign up to be a donor. And if they're a patient, there's a patient request section. And they will see profiles of our patients if they feel the need to or closeness to give to someone on our website under current patients.
And just share, Jennifer, just share your website with our audience.
And our website is kidneyangels.org.
Awesome. All right, so everybody needs to go vote, kidneyangels.com. You can vote today, tomorrow, all the way up to December 5th. So they only let you vote once a day, though, right?
It's once a day, yes. All right,
perfect. And, yeah, I think that, honestly, your story is amazing. I'm so excited you came on today. I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I know you're doing incredible things with what you're creating, and it's all starting to pay off. It seems like it's really blossoming, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to. And I mean, Jennifer, I've known you, I feel like, since you guys were starting out. Like, I just feel like I'm so proud of, like, how far you've blossomed. And, I mean, seriously, the more that I can help, too, I'm so happy to. Like, I love supporting you guys. So,
thank you so much, Jackie. And you never know who out of this radio interview, it could be a donor or a patient. You just never know.
It's so, so true. It's so true. I mean, even just like you were saying, social media has become such an incredible platform that you could meet people you never would have met anywhere.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah. So
amazing.
Anybody that's listening, seriously, go vote at kidneyangels.com and definitely check out the Blood Sisters Kidney Foundation online if you are interested in submitting. And Jennifer, thank you again so much for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks everyone so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.